From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Tyler Thompson, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Every day, 88 in the shade, calisthenics, call us friends of flower beds, and find us with the spade. That is how our love is made. That is how our love is made. Every seed, every bud, every blade, from Olympia to the Everglades, that is how our love is made. And this is just the calling, calling for the sneeze. We will leave with evidence of work upon our knees. This is just the pollen, calling for the sneeze. We will leave with evidence of work upon our knees.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Dean Phelps, we are here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 574th live concert performance, celebrating our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with a visit from Tyler Thompson, a self-taught singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. He was born and raised in Berea, Kentucky. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage tonight's guest in a concert performance, Tyler Thompson.
Out from under the sun, knowing it would collapse and pull me into the grave that it made. When it fell into the tried and tried to find some white within your lies, but I don't suppose you crossed your heart in hope to die, 'cause I've tried and tried to find some white within your lies. Every word hiding under your breath, to each its own piece of myself respect, and a good liar could be the king of thieves, but he should not confide in a bucket that has a leak. He should not confide in a bucket that has a leak. You sold my boat, jumbo, and left the truth untold, and I bought it all with foolish gold. And I don't suppose you crossed your heart and hope to die, 'cause I've tried and tried to find some wine within your lies. And I I don't suppose you crossed your heart. I don't suppose you crossed your heart. I don't suppose you crossed your heart in hope.
Now, here's Red Barn Radio's Renee Collins talking with Tyler Thompson. Renee, we're really getting the whole package tonight, aren't we?
Yes, we sure are. Thank you for being here with us tonight, Tyler.
It's my pleasure.
I just love the different rhythms you're playing, and at the same time, you're singing in some different rhythms, too, and I think that's very interesting. Is that difficult for you?
It can be. I try to practice a lot. It comes quite naturally. I've always said that my heart beats in 7/8. And I guess that comes a lot from the progressive rock that I've listened to. Big Tool fan.
Who else has influenced your music in that way?
In that way, rhythmically.
Yes.
Tool is really the main one that is coming to mind. YYZ by Rush is a good example.
You're getting more into my time period there.
Right. Yeah, I've always been fascinated by anything polyrhythmic or things with odd meter, mixed meter.
Or as they would say, these are difficult times, right?
My heart, once made of oak, as strong as it could be, you turned it into an ornament to decorate your cycle it for paper, drew a picture of the sea, folded it into a plane, and you threw it back to me. Yeah, you threw it back to me. And cold and black, you turned it into a musket just to shoot me in the back. Collected my mistakes, a bayonet of what I lack. All the times I let you down, oh, just held you back, oh.
started to demonstrate your musical skills, from what I understand, at about age 2.
That's right. That's right.
And how did that show up?
According to my mom.
According to your mom.
That's right. By strumming a baby bottle. That was my first instrument, which I think is better than air guitar, technically. I had something physical to hold on to.
Your songwriting skills then started to emerge at age 8.
Right. That's when I first started writing lyrics. And I was probably just, you know, ripping off whatever melodies I was hearing on the radio at the time. But that's when I started writing songs and performing for my third grade class. And I'd like
to... Tyler has a great memory.
Well, not all the time. Actually, remembering all of the bio information has been infinitely the most difficult part about preparing for this show.
What do you remember about that day, if anything, with your third grade class?
It was well received. We were definitely nervous about our first performance. Luckily, Logan Hollis was my songwriting partner in those days.
In the third grade?
In the third grade.
Was he a fellow third grader?
He was. Okay. He was. He's a drummer here in Lexington. As far as I know, he was the last time that I connected with him on Facebook.
Together, just a chest, no vest, no sweaters, just our arms, they hold much better. No red scarves or coats of leather, just our mouths, breathless endeavors. No leather boots or feathers of a goose, I'd rather lose my mind than find you've let me lose. Aren't our garments useless through and through? So much improved, removed of such a nuisance. I could never best this weather without us oppressed together. Just no vest, no sweaters, just our arms, they hold much better. No red scarves or coats of leather, just our mouths, breathless endeavor. No leather boots or feathers of a goose, I'd rather lose my mind than find you've let me lose. A pinch of the senses, taste never wasted, sight never blighted, unhinged by some sensitive inches, unhinged like an unfinished fence is. This I am certain, the bliss of a kiss within the closed curtain.
Thank you. So you had a very influential music teacher in the third grade that molded you into the a cappella singer that you became.
Indeed. Well, she was more a general teacher, but
yes.
She encouraged us to perform in the class nonetheless.
Music teachers are a very important part of many of our guests on Red Barn, and we always hear really great stories about teachers making a difference, and you've had the blessing of having several of those. So now we're at age 10. Tyler provided me information in a timeline.
It was the only way that I could remember any significant details about music.
Yeah.
Music has always been a part of my life. I live it, I breathe it, I depend on it, therapeutically, socially even.
Yeah. So at age 10, you kind of discovered the concept of harmony.
There is at least one member of my graduating class, Tess Mullen. Hi there. So Kristen Eckerly and I actually used to sing to each other over the telephone. That was the first time that I learned that I could harmonize. So she would usually sing the melody, and then I would harmonize with her. We had great plans to perform at the talent show, so we practiced like every night, and it didn't actually come to fruition, but that's the first time that I really had an understanding of harmony, even though I guess I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just like, when I do this, it sounds pretty.
It is in you that I confide. If you're the moon, then I'm the tide. If you're the oar, then I'm the boat. Around the castle tide, the moat. And I'm on the other side of the drawbridge. I'm on the brighter side. Chin up, kid, this won't last. Life gets hard and troubles pass. And right now the skies are gray, but you can love them anyway. This won't last. Life gets hard and troubles pass. And right now the skies are gray, and you can love them anyway. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm weak, maybe I'm strong. Maybe I think too much or possibly just not enough. Maybe it's black, maybe it's white, maybe it's golden or violet, maybe it's technicolored. I'm mostly lost without another hit, another kiss, another day, another way, another fight, another good night, another song. But maybe I'm wrong. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. But chin up, kid, this won't last. Life gets hard and troubles pass. And right now the skies are gray, and you can love them anyway. Chin up, kid, this won't last. Life gets hard and troubles pass. And right now the skies are gray, and you can love them anyway. But it is with you I'm synchronized. If you're the book, then I'm the spine. If you're the death, then I'm the ghost. When I am less, you are the most. A beautiful girl in the world, the most. A beautiful girl in the world. Chin up, kid, this won't. Life gets hard.
What chapter of life are we on now? Oh, yes, it's age 12. And you start to develop a love for...
rap and hip-hop. Mainly Eminem, to be quite honest. I think that really has shaped the way that I write in terms of just the way that I try to rhyme. It's external, it's internal, and often I try to rhyme, you know, with compound syllables.
So we're seeing a lot of different influences start to weave in to your musical influence at this point. And you said here it's the point where you started really writing a lot of serious poetry.
I would say that's when I first started writing as a means of, you know, getting outside of my own head, things that were going on in my life that I didn't feel like I was dealing with otherwise. I started writing about it. That was the beginning of using music and creativity as a means of therapy.
Did this kind of like transform into your songwriting at one point?
At that particular point in the timeline, it was more so I would find a beat or a, you know, a tune that I liked, probably on LimeWire or Napster or whatever. You know, I would download it and I would just sort of rap, because I was really focused on the rap aspect. It didn't really go anywhere. I didn't really know where to go with it, and it never really felt right. The most experience I ever had with rap was I used to battle people on online chat rap battle boards, and the administrators always called me out because you know, obviously they were threatened.
Yeah.
What are we if not the teeth which sink into the apple? Friends with limbs that twist and bend, we sin and grin and grapple. What is this if not a jar of honey to explore?
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tyler Thompson, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Tyler Thompson after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.